Well, hello there, this is David, and today I've been fiddling with video. Well, I had a video that I made yesterday that I was finishing off. It was one about Twisted Wave for the Mac, and I was basically looking at it and see what it could do. One of the things that it could do, was quite nice, that it couldn't do in Amadeus Pro, was that I could put in some text and it would convert it into audio computer voice. So you could have one of the computer voices off the Mac reading out whatever you put in there in text. That was quite interesting. And I can do that anyway from within OS X anyway, so it's not too worried if I can have that within a particular application. And then with the video, what else was I doing? Oh yeah, my wife's got a whole lot of videos imported into her Mac. She's got a MacBook Pro, and what was happening is that the videos were coming in okay, but when she put them into iMovie, the sound was missing. And for the life of us, couldn't work out why that was, and found that the only thing we could do was to do a conversion of the videos, which are in MPG format, and change them into something else. So we changed them into an M4V or something like that, and used Handbrake to do it. Now, with Handbrake, it does a thing where you can put them into a queue, which is great, but the only thing you can't do is you can't put them all together into a queue. Like, you can't sort of choose 10 of them or 20 of them in the Finder and, you know, throw them into a queue ready to do, which is a bit of a pain. You have to throw them into the queue one at a time. And there was at least 20, maybe even 30 video clips that needed to go in, so it was tedious to say the least. I wouldn't be surprised if it was possible maybe to do some sort of automation to get them in there, but well, so I haven't worked out how to do that yet. I must have to have a look and see what I can do with that, because I use that a few times. I did use a thing previously where it was possible to do a batch video conversion, but it's not been possible with this particular one. So, and so there I was working on my Twisted Wave. I was putting it into Final Cut Pro. I'm using Final Cut Pro 10, which I really rather like. And that was the other thing we tried as well. I put ScreenFlow, which is my favourite screen capture and video editor, onto her computer. So put that onto her computer, and well, that the videos went into that same way. So it was a problem with the files, and it wasn't really a problem with the movie software, editing software that I was using. So there was it was a bit confusing, really. So that's what I was doing with video. And what else have I been up to? Well, at the moment, you know, in terms of personal things, I've been wondering if I should talk to my ex-wife, because we've had 10 years of her basically hating me. What can I say? I mean, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I did something silly, and basically I've been paying for it ever since. And at one point in time, we were like soulmates, and you know what it's like when you are so close and so sort of intertwined. You know, if something breaks that up, you know, it's hard to sort of even be friends after that. And to be honest, I'm thinking, well, you know, it's a bit of a shame, really, because we had, like, at least 20 years together, and it's a bit of a shame that, you know, because there was a lot of the time when we were just so close and we had some good times together, and, you know, after 10 years, you think you could get past sort of bad bits and start thinking about, well, let's remember and remind ourselves of some of the good things that we had together, and we've got three great kids, three sons that are grown up now, and I don't know, it's just a bit of a shame that you can't have at least a friendship, you know, like, even if it's, you know, there's no forgiving to be done, but at least they could be, you know, basically sort of friends, or, you know, attempt to be friendly. Maybe we could even pretend to be friendly, and then maybe at some point in time that pretending will sort of work out into something where it's not pretending, and we'll actually be friends again. Anyway, so I've been wondering whether I should ring her up and worrying about it, and thinking, well, should I, shouldn't I, and if I do, she's going to chew my head off, I think at some point in time I'll probably end up having to just do it, and I can't make things any more worse than they are anyway, so. And that's the thing, you see, I mean, tried making friends with her, and about, you know, 2-3 months ago, and basically, shortly after that, she kind of wound me up, and I ended up saying F off to her on an email, because she had wound me up so much, and anyway, so she winds me up very easily. But there you go, she just, you know, is an emotional sort of person. She sort of, if it sort of goes through her head, she says it, and it basically sort of can mess things up quite quickly and easily. But then I react to it too easily as well, so. But hopefully we can get past that and we can start being friends again. So there you go, this is Dave Allen talking about stuff, and talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.